Coastal communities in Alaska have grown increasingly dependent on jobs that come during the five-month-long cruise ship season. But ships aren't coming these days because of the pandemic, and most of the jobs have evaporated. Now a new program in the capital, Juneau, is trying to bridge the gap and is drawing inspiration from a program from the Great Depression era, the Civilian Conservation Corps. Here's Adeline Baxter from member station KTOO.
At Eagle Crest Ski Area, members of Juneau's new COVID-19 Conservation Corps gather outside the maintenance shed.
We've got a helicopter pilot, a hiking guide, a boat captain, you know, our mechanic.
Dave Scanlon is the Ski Hill's general manager. He says they had more than 40 applicants for just 10 crew positions.
It's really great diversity of people that have been affected by COVID, and their typical summer work just doesn't exist right now.
The Juneau Assembly approved $1 million in Federal CARES Act funding for the Conservation Corps in June. Some 30 local residents will gain employment at several different sites around town through most of the fall. At Eagle Crest, they'll focus on mountain biking trails. The goal is to eventually turn the ski mountain into a year-round destination. Scanlon says Juneau would like to attract more non-cruise tourism.
And by the time we've learned how to control the pandemic, hopefully we'll have this new infrastructure that'll be available and ready to welcome our visitors back to Juneau.
This is the second day of training for the ski area crew, and for many of them, it's the first time they've been around this type of equipment. Jessica Davis is one of the only women in the group. She's learning how to use a compactor on gravel.
It's a lot easier to move it around on flat ground than it appeared, but I'm sure getting up there and doing berms and stuff is going to be a whole nother story.
Davis spent the last four summers captaining a whale watching boat.
I'm used to working up to 80-hour work weeks and just crazy hours, sometimes 2 a.m. starts in the morning. Just having a normal set schedule and having a three-day weekend is going to be really nice.
She's been out of work since the tour company laid off most of its seasonal staff in mid-March. Juneau's unemployment rate was nearly 11% in May. That's normally the time of year when tourism is really picking up, bringing in thousands of temporary jobs for the five-month season. Most of the non-resident workers that typically arrive in April and May never made it here because of the pandemic. Still, hundreds of local residents who rely on seasonal work, like teachers or ski area employees, were out of luck. Lee Hart runs the Alaska Outdoor Alliance, an organization that has been advocating for a statewide stimulus package to help tourism businesses and workers impacted by COVID-19. Hart hopes the Conservation Corps concept will help improve access to Alaska's wild places.
The conversation I'm having and I'm hearing other people having is, how does Alaska emerge from this? And how does the thinking change, if at all, about how we think about this and how we think about our economy and where the opportunities are?
Jennifer Davis, the boat captain, says she'll miss the water and seeing her favorite whales while she's up on the mountain this year. And the type of work will be an adjustment, too.
I'll go from drinking coffee in the wheelhouse to hiking up mountains and shoveling and hauling rocks and dirt and using heavy equipment. So, yeah, I'm excited for the change.
For Here and Now, I'm Adeline Baxter in Juneau.